KJAN Sports.
Time now for your check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, being brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Now take a look at sports this morning here for you on KJN. Russ Smith scored 16 points, and number 2 Louisville overcame a terrible offensive effort for a 51-46 victory over Northern Iowa on Thursday night in the first round of the battle for Atlantis. The Cardinals had a bad first half, looked as if they straightened things out, but then stumbled to the finish. Louisville will face number 13 Missouri in Friday night's semifinals. The Tigers beat Stanford 78-70. Cardinals somehow held off a 26-20 halftime lead despite shooting 27% from the field and 10 of 37 and committing 10 turnovers. They held Northern Iowa to one field goal over the opening 10:47 of the second half, and that cut Louisville's lead 40-24. It was far from an easy ride to the finish as the Cardinals went 5-12 without scoring, and suddenly the Panthers were chipping away at that lead, but Louisville able to hang on late. Justin Cobb scored 4 of his 21 points in the final 71 seconds. Alan Crabb had 15 points, and California rallied from a 9 points down in the final 7 minutes to beat Drake 73-70 on Thursday night in an opening round game of the DirecTV Classic. Richard Solomon had 10 points for the Bears before fouling out in the final seconds. Ben Simons led the way for Drake with 13 points, and they're now 1-2 on the season. Other top 25 college basketball action for you from yesterday. It was number 5 Duke, 89-71 over Minnesota. Also, it was number 17 Gonzaga, 57-49 over Clemson. And number 19 Memphis fell to VCU. Virginia Commonwealth wins 78-65 in that contest. And there are some more games on the slate here for today in college basketball action, as we'll take a look here at the schedule of top 25 games here for you for today. And that includes Iowa State will be taking on Cincinnati this evening. That's part of a preseason tournament out there in Las Vegas being played at the Thomas and Mack Center. That's going to be televised tonight on the CBS Sports Network. At 5:30 will that one get underway, Iowa State and Cincinnati. Also, number 13 Missouri will take on number 2 Louisville, as we mentioned. That's 8:30 tonight. Missouri-Kansas City is at number 3 Ohio State. K-State is at number 4 Michigan. Number 5 Duke will take on Virginia Commonwealth. Central Florida will face number 7 Florida. LIU Brooklyn will take on number 8 Kentucky. Number 14 Creighton will take on Wisconsin. Also, Oakland is at number 15 Michigan State. It'll be UNC Asheville taking on North Carolina State, number 16 team in the country. Oklahoma will take on 17th-ranked Gonzaga. Oregon will face number 18th-ranked UNLV. And Minnesota will take on number 19 Memphis. Moving on to college football, officials in Iowa City are hoping to capitalize on the combination of the Iowa-Nebraska football game and the traditional post-Thanksgiving shopping frenzy to show off downtown. Iowa City Press Citizen says officials embarked on a marketing push around Friday's activities that included social media and advertising in the Omaha market. George Etrey, a member of the Iowa City Downtown District Marketing Committee, says many businesses downtown are anticipating high foot traffic today, but Etrey says the overall effectiveness and impact on downtown businesses is hard to predict. The Hawkeyes are hosting nearby Nebraska for the first time in 13 years. You can catch the game here on KJN, starting with pregame at 9 o'clock here coming up top of the hour, and kickoff as at 11 o'clock at Kinnick Stadium. The mayors of Omaha and Council Bluffs have agreed to a friendly wager on Friday's football game between 17th-ranked Nebraska and Iowa. Council Bluffs Mayor and Hawkeyes fan Tom Hennepin and his Omaha counterpart Jim Suttle say the loser of the bet will help build new homes for Habitat for Humanity. Iowa State never wanted to reach the point where it had to beat West Virginia on the day after Thanksgiving to become bowl eligible. The Cyclones took care of that by winning their sixth game last weekend against Kansas, but it's not like the Mountaineers are nearly as scary as they look to be in early October either. West Virginia is now 5-5 on the year and 2-5 in conference play. They've fallen from the top 10 to the Big 12 basement in five long weeks. Now it's the Mountaineers who need to beat Iowa State on Friday to reach a bowl game, not the other way around, as they still are looking for that sixth win to become bowl eligible. They do have one more game on their slate after today's game against Iowa State. They'll play Kansas at the end of the year. And that game is going to be a 2:30 kickoff this afternoon. That'll be televised on ABC as West Virginia will throw out newfound running back Tavon Austin, who they've moved around and had a record-setting week last week against Oklahoma, but they still came up short and lost that game. Iowa State saw a spark in their offense last week from new freshman quarterback QB Sam Richardson, and they will look to possibly have him out there once again. Coach Rhodes did not name a starter for the ball game yet here today, but all likelihood would point to Richardson being the guy. That's a look at some of the latest local sports here on KJN. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the legend of Robert Griffin III continues to grow. The dynamic Washington Redskins rookie quarterback threw four touchdown passes for the second straight week in their 38-31 victory over Dallas. That's the Cowboys' first loss in seven Thanksgiving Day games against the Redskins. Griffin threw for 311 yards and four TDs to four different receivers. RG3 has thrown eight touchdowns with one interception in the past two games. He's the first rookie in NFL history to do that. The Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor made the Cowboys look like an overmatched college team during the decisive second quarter in his first trip to Texas as a pro. The Redskins exploded for 28 points in the second quarter. Griffin was 8 of 8 for 178 yards with three touchdowns to key the first 28-point quarter in 13 years for the Redskins. Both the Redskins and Cowboys are 5-6 as they chase the 6-4 New York Giants in the NFC East. In other Thanksgiving NFL games, Detroit Houston Texans took advantage of a big mistake by Lions coach Jim Schwartz. Shane Graham's 32-yard field goal with 2:21 left in overtime lifted Houston to a 34-31 win over the Detroit Lions after Schwartz broke an NFL rule on a scoring play. The Titans are 10-1. Schwartz threw a challenge flag when Houston's Justin Forsett scored on an 81-yard touchdown run in the third quarter. Replay showed Forsett was down near midfield, but Schwartz negated the automatic review by challenging the play and was called for unsportsmanlike conduct. After the Lions' ninth straight loss on Thanksgiving Day, Schwartz said simply, "It's on me." And once again, the Texans are 10-1. Also, the Thanksgiving football nightcap produced a lot of heartburn for New York Jets fans. The New England Patriots scored three touchdowns in a 52-second span of a 35-point second quarter and embarrassed the Jets 49-19. Tom Brady opened the scoring with a three-yard touchdown pass to Wes Welker on the first play of the second quarter, and the Jets made it easy for the Patriots after that. As Sean Green fumble gave the ball back to the Patriots, Brady needed only one play, an 83-yard pass to Shane Vereen to put New England up 14-0. And continued turnovers made things worse for the Jets. The victory made Bill Belichick the eighth NFL coach with 200 career victories. And in college football last night, it was TCU enjoying a biggest win of its first season in the Big 12 by knocking off 18th-ranked Texas 20-13. Matthew Tucker scored two touchdowns. Jaden Oberkrom kicked two field goals, and TCU's defense forced four turnovers. Tucker scored on runs of 1 and 2 yards, and the 7-4 Horned Frogs dominated the line of scrimmage, running the ball 48 times and passing just 10. TCU had two interceptions to drop Texas to 8-3. The loss means the end of Longhorns' Big 12 title hopes. And there is some other games in top 25 college football action today. Number 23, Kent State hosts Ohio. It'll be number 14, Nebraska and Iowa, as we mentioned. That game coming up top of the hour here on KJN. Number 7, LSU is at Arkansas. Number 25, Washington is at Washington State. And Arizona is at number 24. Or Arizona State is at number 24, Arizona, here in an evening contest. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Bite Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.